Kaya Biz.
Well, we've discussed quite a bit here on the show this evening, and more than happy for you to continue to engage with us and share some of your views, especially when it comes to expectations for the rest of the year. And that often happens, right? We come to a new year with hopefully no January blues. But to avoid the January blues, this is where we come up with a number of resolutions and themes that we hope to undertake to have a better start and end to the year. And how better to do so by fully understanding where you can invest your money this year and how to do it right. No funny triple M, no Stockfell WhatsApp groups, no shady Bitcoin traders and investors or people trying to get us into investing our money into assets that we don't understand or that we don't know or that are too risky and don't exist. But here to give us a step-by-step approach to actually understanding where to invest, particularly when it comes to the stock market, we're joined by a firm friend of the show, Mr. Joseph Busher of JM Busher Investments. Compliments of the season, Mr. Busher.
Greetings to you, Ms. Mfopi, and the listeners of Kaya, and I hope everybody is going to have a fantastic 2022.
Oh, we deserve it, Mr. Busher. After the last 2 years, I think everybody deserves a lot more excitement, some wealth, some success and happiness overall, right?
100%. And I think, you know, with the scale of the Omicron variant of the COVID, with all that has gone through over the last 2 years, we're all just looking forward for a very different 2022. And I think to just bring back a little bit of priority to many of us, investment opportunity to many South Africans, and hopefully more peace in Africa as well.
Oh, definitely. That's certainly needed. But Mr. Busher, if we paint or rather draw our attention now to the world of investments, we're well aware that, you know, with the new year, a lot of us might think, you know what, I want to do things differently with my finances. And perhaps they've gotten their budgets correct. Perhaps they've managed to increase their revenue streams. And they're finding themselves with two things, a little bit more money and an interest in gaining a lot more knowledge. How does that help us in terms of starting or reviewing how best it is that we can expand on our investment opportunities for the year ahead?
Well, so certainly for the year ahead, I think, you know, the equity markets too is the place to be in terms of placing your money. Looking at balanced mandates or balanced funds, I think also will be the best ideal given the volatility that is there. So the jury is not out in terms of volatility, the expectations. You know, we see that interest rates might go up, but we certainly see that it's quite low for people to put money into money markets. So my assumption is that, you know, equity markets, I think, you know, we have gone from 62,000 to about 75, the highest the JSE has gone. So you're looking at about 20% returns over the last while this year, actually the last year. So I think that's fantastic return. The last 6 months have just been phenomenal in terms of the JSE on the equity. Resources actually are pumping up again. I think you're looking at Anglo American going to 700. I think they did get a little bit of wobble. But I think, you know, they have certainly, you know, risen to the occasion after the tech stocks led by Prosus and Naspers kind of pulled back in 2021. So my suggestion is that, you know, let's look at balanced mandate where you put a little bit of more into equity just for risk purposes. You know, you allocate a little bit into cash, possibly 5%, and into fixed income. Now, we need to be able to just look and say, what is our governor going to do with the Reserve Bank, given the fact that inflation is ticking up a little bit globally. We have seen that food prices in UK, you saw that also quite sharp for this year. So I think inflation pressures are there, including in the US, you know, where interest rates are quite low, but inflation is sitting at about 5%. So that is the risk we see, and it's going to be reflected in where the interest rates will go, you know, once the hiking cycle starts.
And that's all the technical stuff, right, Mr. Busher? Because the rest of us, like me, who might not have the time to focus on the market, might prefer safer options, right? Like your exchange-traded funds where you can put your money away and make sure that it, you know, it grows and you tend to forget about it. So I guess in terms of those investment opportunities, or even like yourself as a portfolio manager who puts together and constructs portfolios for your clients, how do you make it easy for us to understand? And I guess the question I actually trying to get to is, how does Gugu, the novice investor, speak to Mr. Busha about saying, hold on, these are my goals and my objectives. Help me understand where my money is going, how it's going to be performing, because I'm hearing all this talk about inflation, but I have no idea how it's actually impacting my investment outcomes.
Well, thank you so much. I think for the lesson you're just giving me. So I think we get carried away and then forget that we need to simplify things, and you're absolutely correct. So there are various entries, you know, in terms of investing. Remember, you know, you can't really just go into single shares or single companies,
yes,
and buy into that, because then you require the technical expertise and becomes more expensive. Well, some of the companies are very expensive. So if you want to buy one share of Capitec, you know, Capitec the bank, you know, they're a listed company.
Yes.
The share price is now above 2,000. So you need 2,000 rand to just buy a share. But if you go through indexation, which is the exchange traded funds, you are able to buy the entire JSE market, you know, a little bit, which is managed, but you also reduce the risk because you're buying that. So you can certainly do that. So within the exchange traded funds, you also have an exchange traded fund on the overall market, and mm-hmm. then you also have got the sectors. So if you think then, you know, you know the sector that will do well is the resources, then you go on to the different providers of exchange traded funds, and the JSE being one of the biggest offer of exchange traded funds, and you buy into that. So you can still actually construct a balanced fund using exchange traded funds, because you've got both fixed income exchange traded funds and you've got equity exchange traded funds. So you don't have to go into the individual risk single assets or asset classes. You can actually go and buy into the broader market and still allocate to be able to get a very well balanced fund.
Yeah.
Now, a balanced fund, I think, you know, just for our listeners, is that you don't want to put your money what would call possibly in one basket. Don't
yes.
put your eggs in one basket. So you want to put in different assets or investment opportunities, and the overall picture you want is reduced risk, but with a little bit of a better upside than money markets.
Yes. And you're quite right. That's exactly what we're looking for in terms of the various options that might be available to investors on the market. And I'm glad that you actually say managing the risk with the kind of reward that you're looking to go for. And risk sometimes is something that we underplay, right? Because we are so optimistic about chasing alpha, finding alpha, which is a return that beats the average performance of the market, that sometimes we forget some of the risks that might be involved there. So what should we be looking out for then as investors in terms of risks that might persist in the year ahead?
In terms of risk?
Yes, sir.
Well, in terms of risk, really, we're just looking at, you know, and I think you brought in, as I said to you earlier, on a very good point, you know, of correction, that if you go into sectors, you need to be very knowledgeable. We are aware that, you know, the tech stocks in particular, the South African kind of tech stocks, which is really processing and Naspers, didn't do well last year because of the risk that was introduced by China in terms of limiting what some of these companies can do in gaming, in education, and so on. So the risk there will be possibly changes in legislation. But I think from a South African perspective, you know, we having certain kind of certainty in policies, and I think the government is very much geared to make sure that, you know, they reduce uncertainty for both local domestic investors and offshore investors. So the risk from legislation compliance perspective really is not there or is not significant. The significant issue really would just be how our central bank would then manage, you know, the growth of the economy and the jobs that, you know, could be created or could be lost. And they do that really by saying, you know, do we increase interest rates or we don't increase interest rates? So I think the real thing to look for in SA possibly the risk of interest rates going up. So the going up of interest rates has got an advantage for certain people who are investing because they want more returns, but it's negative for us when you've got a home loan or a car or some debt you are paying, because when interest rates go up, it means you're going to pay more okay, on your borrowings. So I think what we need to do is possibly to start reducing borrowings and not take more debt, because now we might go into the cycle of increasing interest rates or hiking of the policy rate.
Yep, very true. Mr. Busha, I'm glad that you've, simplified it. And I guess maybe just to go back to some of the basics, I can imagine a lot of people are aware that you're an investment professional. Some people might be overly intimidated and a bit concerned that they must have millions in their bank account before, they can sit down and have a consultation with you. I guess if this was the braai that we had on the 16th of December and you were trying to encourage someone to better prepare for the year ahead with investing properly, I won't say what advice would you give them, but what suggestions would you offer to make sure that someone has enough money to start off with, is quite clear about the goals that they have, and when they sit opposite you in your professional capacity, can answer and ask the right questions?
100%. So I think for me, the two issues here, so your investments, you need to invest money where you can easily take out with a little bit of capital protection, but you need growth. You need to manage the flows. So as I mentioned.
Ooh, looks like the network is playing tricks on us, but we heard you from, as you mentioned, you can pick up from there, sir.
Okay, so you can do that. But also I want to encourage people to look at properties, in particular, when you've got extra money, your primary home, to be able to invest in the home. So if you had lucky that, you got a good increase at work and you don't own a property, my view is that, get, yourself a property in the long term. If you are 40, normally your home loans are 20 years. So by the time you get 60, it's fully paid up. And that's also a very good investment in terms of a property. So I would encourage people to have a very good balance between, investments in managed portfolios, which is what we're talking about, then investments in your primary home, which is your own house, where you're saving. If you were renting 5,000 and if you buy your own house, you're going to just pay 6,000. Just try and make sure that you find the extra 1,000 to invest, because it's actually savings. It's actually an investment, because that, instead of you giving somebody, you actually have a property you could sell at some stage for a profit, and you basically saving yourself portfolios and also some other private equity investments. If you've got a friend or somebody who wants to go into a very nice niche investment, you just need to also get advice on that. You look into that. And you become also a shareholder in those investments, what we call unlisted investments.
Yes.
We have seen guys who have invested in the COVID testing. You remember COVID testing was not there. Mm-hmm. And this is a cash business. We have been paying about 850 rand per PCR test. And some guys are testing about 200 people per day. And that becomes quite also a good investment. So just look to say, where do we diversify? Property, fixed property, the managed portfolios.
Yeah, and that's such a valid point. Looking for new opportunities that might occur, right? We've often heard that saying, never waste a good crisis. And as you say, COVID testing presented an investment opportunity. So this year ahead as well, through a variety of themes that will continue to unfold, that's where we need to be looking out for those opportunities and seeing how can I position myself to actually make money out of this.
Yes.
In the most ethical way, of course.
I like that. I think that's a very good way to add it, to say that you need to look into it, but certainly in things that can be audited, in things that don't get you into trouble.
Yes,
and things you'll be proud to tell your children and your parents.
Oh, certainly. Thank you so much for your time today, Mr. Busha. I really appreciate the insight you've shared with us, and looking forward to hearing more from you in the year ahead. Thanks once
Fantastic.
More. That's Joseph.
Thank you so much, Ms. Mfupi. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. That's Joseph Busha of JM Busha Investments, helping us out with our wealth creation feature this evening, where to invest, how to go about it. And sometimes we do need to go back to the fundamentals, right, as we look to take more people on board, or maybe just reviewing our strategies, because as we know, the last 2 years have not been great. And for many South Africans, having to start from scratch with some of their wealth and investment goals.
Tire Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.